Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Friday, October 25th, 2024. It's good having you with us, with a lonely Jesse. I was reluctant to do a morning show today, by the way, guys, if you're wondering. But I think I feel fine now. I think we're gonna do it anyway, just with a little less Pokemon here or there. I'm doing that. Anyway, we're gonna read the weather now. Despite the fact that oriented it, let's read this frost advisory first. It'll start at midnight today and end at 10 a.m. today. You pretty much know what to do, guys. But I'll tell you anyway. The good news is it doesn't impact the coast this time. Well, it was impacting the coast. But it still kind of impacts us. But it doesn't impact, like, the other part of the area that was it before. Temperatures as low as 33 to 36 degrees Fahrenheit will result in frost formation. Where central and southern Willamette Valley, North Oregon Coast Range, lowlands, North Oregon Coast Range. That might be new, actually. I noticed that. Fulton Valley, Portland West Hills, and Chelan Mountain, Cowlitz County Lowlands, and South Washington Cascade Foothills. Wind from midnight tonight to 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time Friday. What are the impacts? Frost could harm sensitive outdoor vegetation. Sensitive outdoor implants may be killed if it's left uncovered. So you should take steps now to protect your tender outdoor plants from the cold. Consider temporarily moving the outdoor potted plants indoors if they're sensitive to cold temperatures. Also consider temporarily covering sensitive plants with a lightweight cotton fabric like bed sheets or thin blankets, as this will help at least retain some heat and provide frost protection for your plants. There you go, that's a frost advisory from the U.S. National Weather Service. See if we can go back to where we were before. I think this was it. Yes, it was, just our thoughts. Alright, on to today's weather for Friday, October 25th of 2024. Mostly cloudy, high 64. Tonight, cloudy with a little rain, beginning late evening, low 52. Here's the current weather, 36 Fahrenheit, real field 38, with sunny skies. Real field shade, 38, just like the real field. Wind, north-northwest, 2 miles per hour. Wind gusts up to 3 miles per hour. Air quality is fair. Are we not looking ahead? We're not looking ahead, are we? Interesting. Morning. Anyway, I guess we'll just look ahead ourselves then. I guess to do that, we'll just read the full 10-day weather forecast. Yeah. All right. Today, October 25th. Mostly cloudy, high 64, low 52 for tonight, cloudy with a little rain. Saturday, October 26th, occasional rain and drizzle, periods of rain in the nighttime, high 66, low 52, but yeah, you get the idea. Sunday, high 58, low 45, periods of rain, mostly cloudy with showers around in the nighttime on Sunday. High 58, low 45, don't know if I said that, but well. On Monday, it'll be high 56, low 39. Rather cloudy, with showers around and partly cloudy in the nighttime. On Tuesday, it'll be 57 high, 43 low. A morning shower in places with mostly cloudy skies during the nighttime. On Wednesday, it'll be 53 high, 42 low, with cloudy with a bit of rain, with rain becoming steadier. In the nighttime, that is. And on Thursday, that'll be Halloween Day, by the way. That'll be 54 high, 42 low, with cloudy with a chance of rain, and clouds and showers around. Yep. And then on Friday, that's November 1st, by the way, it'll be 52 high, 45 low. Cloudy with afternoon rain and early rain, mostly cloudy in the nighttime. On Saturday, November 2nd, it'll be 55 high, 44 low. Times of clouds and sun in the daytime, partly cloudy during the nighttime. And on Sunday, November 3rd, it'll be 57 high, 46 low, with sunny and clear skies in the daytime and nighttime, respectfully. That's pretty good. But don't bet on it. Sun and moon, 10 hours and 28 minutes for the sun, waning crescent for the moon. Air quality is fair. It's generally acceptable for most individuals, but some sensitive groups may experience minor to moderate symptoms from the long-term exposure. It looks like the dust and dander is moderate today, so that's kind of concerning. Who knows? Okay, no, I don't want to refresh it. We refresh and then it gets all screwed up. I just closed it off, actually. I was done with it anyway. It looks like we don't have enough time to read a news story anyway. I wasn't really wanting to read one anyway. I can always save that for the last segment anyway. Kind of dumb, though. It didn't actually say looking ahead, though. We can always do that ourselves. We're reading the 10-day forecast like we did just now. So, not the end of the world. Just putting this commercial in now for you guys. If this mouse pad will cooperate with me, that is. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Like this time it decided it could. Of course, I just got the commercial in there, now I gotta get the music in there. I can't believe I keep... You don't want to know. Stop. Sorry. Okay, Alright. I wonder what Amazon... I'll ask her why I want this time. It's my Echo that wants to talk to me with a notification. If I had to guess, it's probably that frost advisory again that I was just talking about earlier. I'm gonna play, Marshmallow and Khalid, Essence featuring Tams. I just gotta wait till, 8:16, a little bit, yeah, 8:16, cause that song is literally 4 minutes. Let me just ask her with you eyes on the air while we wait. Alexa... Where are my notifications?
One new notification.
Oh, if you could hear that.
Today, there's a chance of rain near you in Dallas, starting around 6 p.m. and stopping around 7 p.m.
I'll get your heaters out. It's going to be a long one. And I joke around sometimes. Because there's going to be a chance of rain, possibly. That's going to be fun. Anyway, I do want to play I was being serious about Marshmallow and Khalid Numb and WizKid. I do want to play those two songs, so I'm just gonna wait till 8:16. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna wait till 8:16, that'll be way too late. I'm just waiting till that marks 8:16, and we should be in the clear. So yeah, I gotta pull for this a little bit more, and then we'll be okay. And I think at this point, yes, it should be good now. Alright, so coming up, Marshmello and Khalid. Numb, yes, it's not Khalid, it's Khalid. Don't bet on it. Marshmello and Khalid, Numb, and WizKid Essence featuring Tams, Like It or Lump It, and more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up. Don't go away. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. That was Essence featuring Tams by WizKid and Numb by Marshmello and Khalid. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, I didn't actually reveal to you what this segment was going to be, and guess what? You already knew it anyway. It's going to be Food Talk! Yeah! And to kick it off, we got Instant Pop Creamy Mac and Cheese submitted by Jonathan Melendez. You'll never want to make regular mac and cheese again. No more need to boil noodles and dirty a bunch of dishes, because all you need is an Instant Pot. It is indeed the creamiest mac and cheese you'll ever have, indeed. It's ready in just 15 minutes, by the way. It doesn't take that long to make at all. Wow. So this is a pretty quick indeed recipe. You'll love it. Serves 8 to 10, 14 ingredients. Here's what you need. A pound of dry macaroni noodles, 4 cups of water, 4 tablespoons of butter, diced that is, a teaspoon of salt, a teaspoon of ground mustard, 1 that is of those, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 5-ounce can of evaporated milk, a half cup of whole milk, 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, 2 cups of shredded mozzarella cheese, 3 ounces of cream cheese, that's diced of course, a half teaspoon of black pepper, a half teaspoon of black pepper that is, I don't know if I said that right, oh well, the first time that is, and finally a 4th teaspoon of chili powder, or if you prefer, a 4th teaspoon of cayenne pepper. You have to have one of those, though. Anyway, it just takes 3 simple steps. First, you want to combine the pasta, water, butter, salt, mustard, garlic powder. Actually, it's just 2 steps, actually. First, you want to combine the pasta, water, butter, salt, mustard, garlic powder, and onion powder in a 6-quart Instant Pot. Lock on the lid and set the pressure cook on high for 5 minutes. Allow the pressure to naturally release for 10 minutes and manually release any residual pressure. Finally, carefully open the lid and turn on the sauté function. Stir in the evaporated milk, whole milk, cheddar, mozzarella, cream cheese, black pepper, and chili powder, or cayenne pepper, whichever you were able to find, until the cheese is melted and is creamy. Turn off the pressure cooker and serve it warm. And there's your 2 simple steps there. The first step is really just a tip, by the way. If you want a golden brown topping, you can transfer the mac and cheese to a casserole dish. Top it with cheese and breadcrumbs and place under the broiler until golden brown. Yep, so there you go. I'm not going to bother reading the questions or replies. It seemed pretty interesting, but I'm not going to tempt myself. There we go. Alright, let's go back to the homepage, actually. Alright, there we go. The homepage does take a while to load because it has a lot more stuff compared to the other ones. I will admit that. Alright, let's read a copycat recipe, guys. Let's see, see them all of copycat McDonald's recipes. I wonder if it's a quarter pounder one. Because I'm hoping you guys don't feel like I'm dealing with, Big Mac sauce, classic French fries, chicken sauce, Shamrock Shake, Spiked Shamrock Shake. That's the adult version, by the way. Caramel Frappe. Breakfast Burritos. I missed that. It wasn't really their most successful one. I don't think it's on here. They don't have it. It's weird. I thought they did, though. That's odd. They do have the cheeseburgers, but they don't have the quarter pounders. That's the closest we're gonna get, guys. I'm so sorry. I have read that one time, but yeah, they don't have the quarter pounders on here. They just haven't... No one's written about it. That's unfortunate. Oh, well... I want to share the we can share... Actually, no, we're not going to share the Spiked Shamrock Shake. Let's share about the Caramel Frappe. I don't think I've read this before at all. At all on my station at all, really. To be honest with you. It's just ready in 3 minutes, obviously. This is a very quick recipe. It just serves 1 to 2. 6 ingredients. Here's what you need. A half cup of coffee that's strong. Folgers Caramel Groove Cafe Latte Mix. A half cup, cup of skim milk or half cup of milk, whichever you prefer. I personally don't like skim milk, but I think it works best for this recipe. Hershey's Caramel Ice Cream Topping. Whipped cream and 4 cups of ice. Let's move on to directions. Here's step one. Well, number one, whatever. Okay, I stand corrected. She actually uses 2 tablespoons of General Foods International Vanilla Caramel Latte from the makers of Maxwell House instead of the Folgers Caramel Groove Cafe Latte Mix. It's just that food.com doesn't recognize it because it's a new one, so that makes sense. So, there you go. Anyway, we'll just disregard that. Anyway, first you want to fill your blender almost to the top. Add the skim milk to the blender. Mix 2 tablespoons of the vanilla caramel latte with your coffee until dissolved and add it to the blender. Blend it on medium to high speed. Her blender has a frappe speed. That's what she uses. Blend it until you reach the consistency you prefer. You can always add more milk if this mixture is just too thick. If you do not use enough ice, it will be very watery. It will not be anything like the McDonald's frappe after all. Top it with whipped cream and caramel. She also stirs in some caramel before adding the whipped cream. But to each of his own. There you go. Apparently I can't close this off. What the heck? I'll just do that. There we go. It's just quirky, guys. Can't stand using that tally anymore. I think we might browse TMZ on the computer in the next segment, by the way, guys. Yep, we're going to be doing TMZ celebrity news in the next segment, but it's making me consider using my Windows 11 computer to do it. To be honest with you. Because needless to say, sorry about that, they're pretty loud, music, Yeah. It's a good... You don't mean to hear that. Let's play Don't You Worry by Black Eyed Peas, Shakira, David Guetta, and Break My Soul. Alright, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Break My Soul by Beyonce, Don't You Worry by the Black Eyed Peas, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, time for TMZ Celebrity News. Here we go. Paris Hilton, Sylvie, she's for her pop star era, and meets her fans and performs with Meghan Trainor. Paris Hilton is Sylvie after performing a 17-song set at the Hollywood Palladium, saying as much during an intimate meet and greet with fans after her epic show. Check it out. Paris turned DJ took time on Thursday evening to chat with a group of VIP fans, all of whom just gushed about her performance while posing for pictures with the reality TV legend. Yeah. Paris was equally giddy during the exchange, confessing the evening was the most iconic of her life, which is certainly saying something given her social calendar to date, though, really. Okay. She told TMZ, "It was so epic and so magical, and I'm just so excited for this new era after all." We can see why Paris was on cloud nine after her gig. Not only were her adoring fans in the crowd there to cheer her on, but so were her famous friends. In fact, former friend of me, Kim Kardashian, was in the audience jamming out to Paris's curated set list. Even pop star Meghan Trainor even made a guest appearance during Paris' show, joining the socialite on stage and matching pink glittery assembles for performance of PH's hit, Chasin'. This isn't the first time that Meghan and Paris have collaborated, however. The Simple Life star joined Meghan Trainor on stage during her Madison Square Garden show last month, by the way. Like they did last night, the Gal Girls performed Chasin', obviously, which led Paris feeling like she was boring to perform. Paris Hilton had tweeted, "I can't believe I just performed at Madison Square Garden. This was one of the most iconic moments of my life. I felt so confident up on stage singing with my sis Meghan Trainor. I was born to do this. Love living in my pop star era so much." And I think I've added a bunch of hashtags there. Obviously, I'm not going to bother with those. There's also a video there that you have to go to X for. Formerly known as Twitter, by the way. She wrote the time, "I can't believe I just performed at Madison Square Garden. This was one of the most iconic moments of my life. I felt so confident, I felt so confident up on stage with my sis at Meghan Trainor. I was born to do this. Living in my pop's era so much." Oh, I just read the same thing we read earlier. That's funny. As they say, that is hot indeed. Well, oh well. Here you go. Mendez Brothers. DA says resentencing isn't just a free pass, nor is it a get-out-of-jail-free card, either. No reference to Monopoly there. Actually, it was. The lawyer says they're cautiously optimistic, though, because they're not the same people, and they're home for the holidays, still. The Mendez brothers are one step closer to their indeed potential freedom. But the L.A. County D.A. George Coscon, who's recommending the resentencing, is rejecting calls that he's letting them off the hook. Gascon spoke to Good Morning America Friday, following his big announcement on yesterday, and he made it clear that despite the good news for Lyle and Eric, the murders of their parents, Kitty and Jose, were indeed brutal acts, and morally they haven't been given a free pass now. He explained his recommendation for the release. It's based on the belief that the brothers are not the same people they were at the time of the brutal murders 35 years ago, as they spent a lot of time doing good works while behind bars. Well, that does make sense, but let's read more of this to see what it's about. As for how the brothers are feeling, though, their attorney, Mark Gagaros, says they're cautiously optimistic. For the first time in a long while, they can actually see some real hope on the horizon for real. Gagaros says the decision is way overdue now, noting that his team has been in talks with the DA for over 18 months. Well, just for 18 months, I mean. The DA had filed the official documents and request resentencing yesterday after the announcement, and Gagaros is confident that things will move very quickly, and he is indeed optimistic that the brothers could be out by Thanksgiving, too. Well, that's nice. A hearing had been set for the end of November prior to Thursday's announcement, so only time will tell if the Mendez brothers will actually walk free by then. Well, we shall see. Alright, let's read one more story, at least make an attempt to. This is about Logan Paul and KSI laugh off lunchly mold concerns with haters as us for clicks. Funnily enough, this is about TMZ Sports. Logan Paul and KSI don't seem too worried about the alleged mold issue with their new lunchy meal products, brushing off the outrage and chalking it up to people using them for clout. The foes-turned-business partners, as well as the YouTube juggernaut, Mr. Beast. Yep, remember that guy, folks? He's still around. Of course he is. Swifty likes him, by the way. Wherever he's at. Came under fire this week after a number of consumers claimed they found spoiled mozzarella when trying out the pizza option of the trio's new venture. Uh-oh! Influencer Rosanna Pansino was at the forefront of the backlash after she set out to compare Lunchly and the already popular Lunchables in the video review, but shifted gears when she discovered fungus growing in shredded cheese. Okay, I don't care about that right now. No, I don't want show notifications either. The clip quickly made rounds, and when Logan and KSI addressed the matter on the latest episode of Impulsive, they made it seem like it's not a big deal at all. You know, this is a very long story. Actually, no, it's not. We can read it. We'll probably go over, sadly, so I'll have to play a shorter commercial. Influencer Rosanna Pansino was at the forefront of the backlash after she set out to compare Lunchly and the already popular Lunchables in a video review. You know what? I don't know if I can even read this now. The clip quickly made rounds, and when Logan and KSI addressed the matter on the latest episode of Impulsive, they made it seem like it's not a big deal. Well, it should be for me now. KSI started off by explaining he used to have a low-key crush on Rosanna years ago, but said, when it comes to criticizing their product, she said, "Do her thing, man." That sounds like him. Logan then mentioned, "I like my cheese moldy, bro." Quip Rosanna made her vid. They busted out laughing. I mean, that is funny, man. That's very funny, Logan. I agree with you strongly on that. KSI claimed Rosanna had to have been over the moon about the bad dairy, adding, "When she saw that, she must have been jumping. She must have been like, yes, yes, oh my god." Logan agreed, saying any Lunchly criticism is a surefire way to attract a buzz. "It is a guaranteed way to get a load of attention," he said. "Even Lunchly now, Lunchly's in. Like, man, you want to say something, get some likes? Just tweet about Lunchly." The company, meanwhile, has yet to explain this issue publicly, sadly, so who knows what's going to happen? Alright, enough of all that. It's 8:50. I better get that commercial in very quickly for you guys. Because who knows what's going to go wrong if I go over. In fact, I did go over. Because I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I'm going to play a shorter commercial. Yeah, we'll just play a shorter commercial. We'll just play a 2-minute commercial. How about that? Alright. I'm still going to play To Be Loved by Lizzo and, The Door's Cracked, by the way. And Bad Habit by Steve Lacy. Yeah. Alright, so I think at 5617, that's where I have to end it. I'm trying to think. That's where it needs to end, a little bit after 5617, because that's where it evens it out. Yeah, sounds about right. Anyway, and earlier it kind of booed me out, so, which I knew it was going to do, so just to be on the safe side, I'm not going to do that again. Anyway, coming up, of course, is Pokemon Go, guys. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Bad Habit by Steve Lacy. Movie Loved, Am I Ready by Lizzo. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. You're listening to Tricky Fox Radio. We're in the second half, everyone, of the Morning Club. You're not going to believe how many steps I walked yesterday. Almost 12,000. That's a lot. I met my goal 200%, I guess you could say. Not really matters, but I just wanted to tell you that, but there you go. But anyway, and speaking of the devil, Pokemon Go. That's what we're here for. Okay, you won't be able to hear any of this, but it's okay. I guess I still have you in a gym. Nice. I forget. Okay, it's in memory of Helen Spacek. I mean, I guess I could heal it up, make it harder for everyone else. Oh, man, I hope I didn't feed that to you. I only had 38, I don't think I did. Oh, maybe I did, I can't remember. I don't think I did, I had 38 first, so I think I'm okay. I know I didn't treat Lou right yesterday. I'll still feed your Pokemon anyway. How do I get to the other one? The one that Lou's behind. There we go. Only level 15, but he's a high enough level to do it. Oh, apparently I never fed you. Weird. Thought I did. Oh, I did now. That was the only one I had in the gym, by the way, for wondering. I'm pretty sure of it. That's different. I'm hoping it will be a free star. No, it's not. But hold on. This is pretty good defense. I might hold on to it anyway. But the animal might say, oh, we're going to throw it away anyway. But yeah. Very likely that Primeria was the only one I had. Yep, okay. That's what I thought. So I had to heal it up anyway. Looks like that Birch Park thing got turned yellow again. Thank God I was never in it. Not like it really matters that much, but that's just how it is. I wonder if the same Pokemon are still in here. Looks like they are in the church. I betcha that Cleaver is Jesse Wild. It is, yes. So, How can you bet your $1 million if he's in there for 3 days? Did they just, like, feed him berries or whatever? He's gotten two. That might have been me doing it on the tablet, though. I can't remember, though. To be honest with you, I might have done that on the air. But anyway, I got some mission complete. Yeah, it's just Galar calling. 5 candy berries. Yay. There we go. Now it's incomplete now. Drifloon, let's go ahead and catch this guy while we can. You get extra candy out of you despite how big you are. Nope, not happening. Maybe I should have numbed it down first. That's probably what I should have done. Whoa, trippy. Said that looked too good. Alright, yep, yeah, no extra candy for me, darn it. As long as I catch it, I don't care, though. It still gave me 6 candy, but it was nice to have double it, though. Which would have been 12, by the way. But can always have your way, I guess. But I do have 216, though, but it doesn't matter. It's only a 1-star, darn it. I don't even know if I even have a 3-star. It looks like that Marini ran away. Trying to look at Driftloon again. I'll just do the number again. Screw it. Try a great ball, since it's a little bit less powerful. It's only got like 444 CP. CP don't mean anything, guys. Just remember that. The appraisal means everything. 1-star. Adios. That might be it for me, actually. Let me check and see if I had a 3-star Driftloon. I might. I don't know. I think I do, because there is one here that's tagged. Yeah, this one was caught at a raid back in last year of this month. Let me just confirm it's a 3-star, which it is. That's good. So we might evolve this one. Actually, did I already evolve one before? Nope. Oh, that's right, because it would have shown that, because it's shown the Chalet. Alright, let's evolve it then. Get the Pokedex entry while we're at it. Might as well. Always do this kind of stuff on the air, guys. Get the Pokedex entries and that kind of stuff. Evolve into Drifblim. Which is very similar to its other name. I wonder if it has the second form. Fern, I should say. No, it does not. Okay. Look at that! It's still showing it because it still has Drift in the name. That's funny. I didn't even have to show the evolutionary line. That's interesting. I'll check it off anyway, just in case. But I do want to change its... At least it's less powerful move to a flying type move, though. Not that. Or is it just gonna be Ghost? Alright, we'll just work what you have then. It is mainly a Ghost type Pokemon, so it makes sense. But it is a part flying type, so I would really like it to be, have some Ghost. Some flying type move, but may not want that. Look at that Umbreon. It's a 3-star raid, though, unfortunately. It's pretty powerful, unless you're in party mode. Let me see, do I have a 3-star Umbreon? I don't think I do. I have a few of them, but I don't think any of them are 3-star, which is quite annoying. Yep, I don't think any of them are 3-stars. Oh, man. That's kind of annoying. Trying to figure out Foursquare had room still. There's room. Just one more. I gotta hurry up and get in there. Before the last spot's taken. So, yeah, that will be fun. Anyway, that's all I can really do there on my phone, guys. So we're going to put our commercial in again. Have to bend down to do this. Kind of a little bit tricky to do. Alright. There we go. There's our 3 minute break there. For our music in. We're going to put in Left and Right by wherever it's at. It's not here. Oh, there it is. Okay. And then we'll put in Riding Up That Hill, A Deal of God. I think how it works is I just have to start at 9. I just start as like, real soon. And, yeah, coming up, we're going to play as Jesse Wild, by the way. I'll probably get that tablet set up, on, you know what I mean. Anyway, coming up, we're going to play as Jesse Wild on Tame Instinct. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Running Up That Hill, A Deal of God by Kate Bush, and Left and Right by Charlie Poof, featuring Jungkook of BTS, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Time for Pokemon Go of Jesse Wild, 22-3, on Team Instinct. That's Team Yellow, by the way. Stay aware of your surroundings. Do not trespass while playing Pokemon Go. Whatever. Okay, Harvest Festival returns. What's this about? Celebrate a vibrant bounty with the return of the Harvest Festival. It starts on November 7th at 10 a.m. to Tuesday, November 12th, 2024, at 8 p.m. local time. What are the bonuses? 2x candy for catching Pokemon, increased chance to encounter shiny Punkaboo, and Mossy Lure modules can also attract different Pokemon. You can learn more online at the blog. Whatever. I'm sorry about that. Alright, we're still in Central Park, it looks like. The reason why I know this is because I had killed Central Park on this account and put Lil Punny in there. Fair, not a whole lot of people kill that gym. There is free in there, I will admit that. Do I have to feed you, really? Might as well. Feed you, too. I was the first one that killed that, by the way. I got you, too. We'll put you in as well. The shiny one, it looks like. So I think it was. I'm feeding the Pokemon, by the way, if you're wondering. Don't ask why, considering it's a competing team. Not red, but yellow. Let them work for it, as I always say. I think that's all I had on this account. Yeah, I still have one in a power spot. At the Dallas Aquatic Center, who has had 10 battles. 5 candy and no candy XL. That's actually pretty good. Show them at that. Catch ourselves a Frillish, guys. How about that? Better save that Great Ball. At least we got sound on here, at least. So that's a good sign. Alright, 5-day streak for the catch, at least. I think it's a Pokestop that's gonna be reset, though. Worth nothing, not even a single drop of defense. I might as well throw it away, then. claim that. So I got extra Panette berries to work with. That's fun. Wonder if there was room at Old Mill. How about doing that? Okay, there is definitely room at Old Mill. See how many coins you got, Jesse Wild. 250, that's pretty even. Any healing up to do on here? Doesn't look like it. Nope. Nope, no, no. It's kind of unfortunate. Oh well. What are you gonna do? Let's see, Halloween celebration. I think this is something to do with more Pekko. This year's Halloween celebration is gonna be a treat. It's not just the Pokemon that have dressed up for the occasion. The Pokestops, gyms, and the wilderness of Pokemon encounters will also be decorated for the holiday. You may even hear the spooky sounds of Lavender Town when the sun goes down. Wow. In their words, it's talking about the music of the game, if you haven't turned on, that is. That Litwick here. Using them, Barry. I think it was the only one I had. But it works, so I'm happy for that. Plus, also, I did a curveball, too, so that could have helped a little bit better. It's a 2-star. I'll keep it as a constellation, especially since it's heavy and tall. I forget if I don't have a 3-star Litwick on here. I don't think I do. Do want to confirm that, though. Yeah, it doesn't look like I do, otherwise I would have tagged it. Oh well. Okay, we still got like 4 minutes left to go until we have to take break. I don't think there's really much here to see, guys, to be honest with you. If I could catch one more Pokemon, I could complete another mission. But all these missions really do is just give me berries, guys. Is there really any points? No, there's not. I would like better field research, though. But you have to visit Pokestops to do that, guys, unfortunately. And more recently, they've been giving me these AR missions where you have to scan the stop. And then they still give you rewards, but I mean, why do I have to use my camera on my phone to scan it just to get a Pokeball or something? That's just really, really weird. That's none of your business, fanatic. But anyway, let's see, Pokemon will have Weather Boost. Fairy, Fighting, and Poison. There really isn't anything out here at all. Really. I don't really feel like using the incense because I don't think that's really going to work. If at all, really. So there you go. I'm hoping my hotspot will work today, since I think today is the day my mobile data has renewed. So hopefully that'll work out finally. Because I'm pretty sure my mobile data has renewed, so hopefully the mobile hotspot will start working again. But we'll see. Anyway, I just stopped it there. There wasn't really anything out there. We'll just put a commercial in now. Here it is. Excuse me. Okay, before the next segment, we're gonna play, Doja Cat Vegas, and after that, I'm trying to think here, that stuff in about 4 minutes. Not Beyonce, because we played that earlier. Not You're Right Up That Hill either. We also played that just now, obviously. Probably depending on playing Sia next, or Joji. Probably Joji, if I had to guess. Yeah, we'll do Joji. How about that? I think it's, 3614 it needs to be at. Sounds about right, yeah. We'll see what happens. Anyway, coming up in the last segment, I'll probably just read some news and whatever to you guys for a change. We'll see what happens, and actually what I'm going to do next is, earlier a guy got frustrated earlier that it would be all the way to the bottom. Stuff has been pretty annoying today, this morning, guys, and that's how it is, guys. Stuff can be quirky sometimes. Tablet won't let me get out of certain features. Computer was working somewhat, but not really as the best. But it is what it is, guys. We're just gonna have to work with how quirky software is these days. You know, it kind of reminds you of how stuff was back in the day, how more quirky it was. Anyway, coming up is, I guess, news and weather for you guys. Before that will be a commercial break in Dojo Cat Vegas and Joji Glimpse of Us. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Yep. That was Glimpse of Us by Joji and Dojo Cat Vegas right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, we made it to the final segment, but oh well, it's fun while it lasted. Yeah, and speaking of fun while it lasted, the last Kmart on the U.S. mainland is now seeing the Miami Shopping Center, and it's quiet, and it's largely ignored. Wow. This is from the Associated Press by Terry Spencer in Miami. The last Kmart on the U.S. mainland sits in the west end of a busy suburban Miami shopping center, which is quiet and largely ignored, the Kmart, that is. All around it are thriving chain stores attracting steady streams of customers in sectors where the former box store chain was once a major player, including Marshalls, Hobby Lobby, PetSmart, and Dollar Tree. But this all but last outpost of a company once far famed for its blue light specials, only just an occasional shopper pops in, mostly out of just curiosity or just nostalgia, and then just leaves after buying little or if nothing at all. There's a picture here that Kmart shoppers mill around the flashing blue lights sign of the Blue Light Special at the first Kmart ever built in Garden City, Michigan on March 1st of 1982. Not sure what the Blue Light Special was. If I had to guess, it was probably like, maybe bed sheets or something? I don't know. I hadn't seen Kmart in so long, says Juan D. La Madrid, who came to the shopping center on a recent weekday to buy dog food at PetSmart. The architect spotted the Kmart and wondered if he could find a gift for his newborn grandson. He exited 10 minutes later after having spent $23 on a stuffed dog and wooden toy workbench. "It would be sad if it does close," he said about the store. "But everything now is on computers. In other words, Amazon." The last full-size Kmart in the 50 states closed Sunday on Long Island, New York, making the Miami store now just a fraction of its former size, the last operating in the continental U.S. And at its just peak 30 years ago, Kmart had operated about 2,500 locations. Today, just 4 others remain. There is 3 U.S. Virgin Islands and 1 in Guam. There is also a website, too. Transformico, the Illinois-based holding company that owns Kmart and what's left of an era former retail behemoth, Sears, did not respond to email requests for comment or allow the store manager to speak. The company's plans for the Miami location are indeed unknown, but there is no indication that it will close soon, thank God. But they just won't say. The Last Outpost. If the Miami Kmart were a brand new mom-and-pop retailer, a shopper might think it could eventually thrive with advertising just a little luck. Kmart's had indeed have long had a reputation for clutter and mess, but this store is immaculate, and the merchandise is precisely stacked and displayed actually for a change. With just the size of a CVS or Walgreens drugstore, the branch occupies what was its garden section during its big box days. A couple years ago, an at-home department store took over the rest of the space. Get all, must-haves, wish-fors, friendly faces. A sign next to the door reads, Halloween and Christmas decorations line the entryway next to the pretty shopping carts that no one's actually using. A robotic voice says, Welcome, as does a cheery employee, one of the free spots in the store. A lone customer checks out the Halloween candy. Straight ahead are a few dishwashers, refrigerators, washing machines, and dryers in the appliance department. In the store's main room, there's a large section of toiletries and diapers, a few hardware essentials, and some cleaning and pet supplies. The toy department comprises a couple rows of dolls, action figures, games, and squirt guns. Sundresses, summer tops, and sweatshirts also make up of the small clothing section. Oh, and don't forget, there are snacks, too. And also still present, there's a recorded voice intoning a once familiar message over a loudspeaker. Attention Kmart shoppers, it says, announcing that almost all items are on sale. If there are only customers to hear it, like there used to be. A fast rise, but a slow death. Kmart was founded by the retailer S.S. Creech Co. in Michigan in 1962, and it grew quickly, reaching 2,000 stores in just 20 years. The company sold almost everything, from clothing to jewelry, televisions to dog food, appliances to toys to sporting goods. By the mid-1980s, it was the nation's second largest retailer behind Sears. And there were stores in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The roots of Kmart's decline were laid during that decade when management brought Walden Books, Borders Books, Builder Square, the Sports Authority, and even a stake in Office Max, thinking that the company needed diversification. They were wrong. By the late 1990s, the company had sold those retailers, yet still needed $5 billion in refinancing, which is the equivalent of $9 billion today. In 2002, Kmart declared bankruptcy as Walmart and Target devoured its market share, and its website would never take off anyway, allowing Amazon to even beat it in the e-commerce space as well. See? There were executive pay scandals, a purchase by a hedge fund manager who stripped it bare in a disastrous 2005 acquisition of Sears. Mark Cohen, a former Sears Canada CEO and former director of retail studies at Columbia University's Graduate School of Business, said Kmart would have thrived if not for the top executives who ramped into the ground. It could have been Walmart. It sold in its heyday things that people continue to buy in large quantities today, Cohen said. Kmart only went down the drain because it was led by incompetent managers. Transformico bought Kmart and Sears out of their bankruptcy in 2019 for $5 billion. Its critics say mostly for the store's real estate anyway. There were 202 Kmarts remaining at that point. Over the past 5 years, the firm has indeed kept closing Kmarts until all that's left in the States is Miami store number 3074. But nostalgia doesn't translate into sales, though. On the day that De La Madrid dropped in to buy his grandson's gift, only a few customers trickled in and out of the store every hour. College students Joey Fernandez and Wilfredo Huya spent 5 minutes inside before leaving empty-handed. They knew about the chain's near demise, spotted the store well in the shopping center, and went into reminiscence. It seemed small, they said, compared to the Kmarts they remembered. We were bummed out. I spent a lot of my childhood at Kmart, said Fernandez, 18. Still, he might be back. The store has good prices on the facial cleaner he uses. Teacher Oliver Squinn had been entering Marshall's when he spotted the Kmarts. That too triggered nostalgia, but also reminded him he needed Band-Aids for his 5-year-old son. That was all he purchased, though. You know, I remember when Kmarts were bigger, Squinn said. But to be honest, I like this one better. It's actually clean and organized, not like the other ones were. I believe that's it for this story. Yep, it is. And it's just about 9:50, so we might have time to put our commercial in. I think. We finish off with a PSA, guys. And to close out the show, we're going to have Hold Me Closer by Elton John and Britney Spears. And where is the other song? I forget what it was now. Oh, it was Adele. That's right. Easy on Me. There we go. Anyway, nothing more to see here, guys. Thanks for listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Again, I'll see you on Monday, everyone, which will be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Probably October 28th, I guess. See you on Monday. Goodbye, everyone.